Confessing the Blues. I'm your host, Jim Ange Anderson. We're starting things off today with the Jimmy Reed classic, You Don't Have to Go, performed by Killer Ray Allison on guitar and vocals, accompanied by Chicago Slim. On today's show, we're featuring Billy King. Billy's here to discuss a 10-day blues concert series that he helped develop. Let's roll! Billy King, welcome to the Farmhouse Studios.
Thanks, Ange. I'm happy to be out here.
And you've got some big news. There's a big blues series coming up. Can you talk about that?
Well, this is the second year that we did this blues series at Cousins, and we call it 10 Days of Blues in June. And last year, one of the guys that played on the series was a guy by the name of Killer Ray Allison.
Sure.
And Killer Ray passed away, maybe a few months ago. Actually, probably a little longer than that. But anyway, this year we dedicated the festival, or the series, if you will, we dedicated it to him. And we've got a lot of acts, guys that have played with him in the past. And, of course, everybody knew him. So
yeah, Killer Ray was a singer, guitar player, and then... I also knew him originally as a drummer playing with Buddy Guy and then Muddy Waters, right?
Right. He played with both of them. And nobody hit him harder than Killer.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a great drummer. Now, I could tell you, I could tell you this story. I heard it from an insider. This is Killer Ray stuff. I don't know if I should even be telling this story, but...
Please, do tell.
I don't think it can hurt him now, you know. But what happened was everybody used to ask Killer Ray, they'd say, Killer, why did you stop playing drums, you know? Because he was such a great drummer.
Yeah.
And he was like on top of his game. So it turned out that I guess Buddy did a show somewhere and Killer didn't show up. And I guess the guys that put together the show were some heavy cats. So they told Killer, they said, if you ever pick up a drumstick again and we find out that you play drums again, we're going to kill you.
Wow.
So he gave it up, and nobody ever really saw him. I mean, never. He never sat in on drums. He never played drums anywhere. Nobody ever saw him do it again. And I think that these were some shadowy characters, and they lost some money. And so he started playing guitar. Thankfully, because he became a wonderful a wonderful frontman and an entertainer that, you know, I mean, he brought so much joy to so many people when he jumped out in front. Sure. So
he just had a great, huge personality and a huge smile to go along with it. Very warm and generous guy.
Yes. I mean, I can remember he'd just do these marathon sets, you know. He'd get up there. He didn't want to get down. I mean, he was having so much fun and enjoying, you know, what was going on between him and the audience that he just didn't want to get down. He played and played and played, you know.
It seemed for a while there that he was playing seven nights a week at little joints up and down around the South Side, West Side, anywhere and everywhere.
Everywhere he could. I was talking to Pat Taylor, who used to own a club called Blues Island. Mm-hmm. And he said, check this out. And he showed me a schedule from like 2007. And, you know, I looked at it, and it's like 10 years ago, and Killer Ray was on the schedule, and I was on the schedule, and Chainsaw DuPont was on the schedule. Right. So it was kind of cool. You know, he'd play constantly. Anywhere he could.
Yeah, little places you never heard of.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But, you know, he put him on the map.
It sure did, yep.
So you mentioned all these shows that, go ahead.
They're dedicated to him. The whole series
right.
is dedicated to him this year, you know, in honor of him.
And Cousins is on Oak Park Avenue in Tinley?
17704 Oak Park Avenue. And all the shows start around 7:30. Except the weekend shows start a little later. They start around 9. And we have this amazing lineup this year. We're kicking it off with Smiley Tillman Band.
Mm-hmm.
And Smiley was, you know, he had dropped out of the blues scene for many years and then came back. And he's another guy that's been playing everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, he'll play anywhere and everywhere. He works as much as he possibly can. And he's a really, really a fine gentleman. You know, and a wonderful talent. But I'd never want to play his guitar because he strings that thing with, it looks like piano wire.
Right. And he always has a great band with him, too.
Oh, right? Yeah. Tom Rosetko on bass. And I don't know all the other players.
Well, sometimes he's got Kate Moss.
He does have Kate Moss. And that brings us to also that Kate Moss will be playing with him on that show.
Let's give a listen to a live track from Smiley with Kate Moss.
This is the blues, yo. Thank you.
Smiley Tillman starts the Fiesta. What day is it?
That would be June 2nd.
Uh-huh.
And that's a Friday.
Okay.
Okay, on Saturday, it'll be Kenny Kinsey. And he was, you know, certainly the son of Big Daddy mm-hmm. Kinsey and comes out of the Kinsey Report. And they had many great records on their own. Okay, that's Saturday at 6-3. And this is at 9 p.m., Kenny Kinsey and of the Kinsey Report and the Funky Mojo Daddies.
And that's, I know he uses different guys. Jerry Porter on drums, probably?
Yes, Jerry Porter.
And then different guitar players, depending on who's available, whether it's Jeff Massey from Steepwater Band or Nick Bird or
Corey Dennison.
Corey Dennison. So sort of, it's really an all-star.
You can't miss.
Yeah.
He works with only the best guitar players. So. Yeah. on Sunday, we're going to do the open mic, the Billy King open mic.
It's the Sunday fun day?
Sunday fun day. We do it fun day Sunday, yeah. You got me saying it wrong, but it's anyway, we do it from 4 to 8 every week, and you never know who's going to walk in. The other day, a guy came in. He was the nephew of Otis Rush.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't know that, but he said, yeah, he says, maybe you know my uncle. I said, oh, yeah, I guess so. Otis Rush, the legendary Otis Rush.
Talk about some other, I mean, it seems that the GM session has been very successful, and you always have a full house and lots of great musicians.
You know what, it was a long time coming, and I think a lot of it has to do with, I run the jam the way that I learned to run it from a guy by the name of Glenn Davis, who used to run the jam at the Wise Fools pub back in the day. And, you know, Glenn taught me really how to run a jam. You know, he really did. He was one of my mentors. And I run it like from a musician's standpoint. You know, I've been there so many times, the first one on the list, and just don't even get to play because I don't know anybody.
Sure.
So my motto for this jam is that if you make the drive, you're going to get to play.
Yeah, everybody plays.
Everybody plays. That's how it works. And if we have to stay late to get everybody in, we do. You know, so sometimes we'll stay, you know, hour and a half later just to get everybody in. And the band understands that. And I think the people understand that. So they come in and they wait patiently to get their chance. So, and everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame or whatever. I don't know.
So since you're sort of the local blues expert at Cousins,
yeah,
this whole series of events in June, you've curated this, or you've worked with the management to put this together?
Right, right. Called in a few favors, you know, and you know, we went through a couple of people that we wanted to get, we weren't able to get them, and but we put together a really solid lineup this year. I mean, nobody, you know, it rivals the Blues Festival lineup, I think, but you know, that happens all in a couple of days, and we're spreading it out. The talent is spread out over 10 days. So let's see, who else do we have? Enough of that blues open mic stuff. But come early. If you're going to come early, because it's pretty much standing room only by the time, you know, it gets rolling. We got Rockin' Johnny Bergen. He's in town from California. He used to be out this way, but he's moved off to California. And Rockin' Johnny, of course, he did a couple of records with Paul DeLay.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time, I should tell this story. I was up at Legends, and you know, Paul DeLay was playing up there, and there was a guy by the name of Bruce Willis had come to see him, because Bruce Willis is a big fan of Paul DeLay. So anyway, Bruce is sitting in the back, and you know, I said, well, you know, I'm gonna go over and introduce myself to Bruce Willis, you know. I said, we got the same haircut. I'm going to go over there and talk to him. So I'm walking toward him across the floor there. And pretty soon I got one guy on each arm. And they just turned me around and they're walking me back toward where I came from. And I said, well, they said, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going over to say hello to Bruce Willis. And he said, does Mr. Willis know you? And I said, well, no, I'm going to introduce myself. And they looked at me and they said, they don't want to talk to you. He don't want to talk to you. Go sit down. You know, so he did come with a lot of you know,
security
and, yeah, that you didn't see until you went over to try to talk to him. But
please come and talk with me. Chicago woman, honey, please come and talk with me. give everything you need. You know I am your leaning tree. If you need some groceries, baby, I'm gonna buy you some food. When your feet get cold, won't you know I'll buy you some shoes. Chicago woman, honey, please come and talk with me. I give everything you need. You know I am your leaning tree.
All right, so anyway, Rockin' Johnny is on June 5th, 7:30 p.m. And then this is a good buddy of mine. Chainsaw DuPont will be there on Tuesday the 6th at 7:30. These shows are at 7:30. The weekday shows are at 7:30.
Well, so tell me a little bit about Chainsaw DuPont.
Oh, Chainsaw, you know. I'm trying to think of some funny stories with Chainsaw. I don't remember too many, but I know he used to be a regular up at Pat Taylor's. Mm-hmm. I used to see him up there all the time. And that's probably where I met him, that at Blues Island up there. And we jammed together. We had some fun, you know. And you know, he comes out to my jam pretty regularly, and he told me the other night, he says, if I'm feeling good, I'll be there, you know. So that's you. He was in there yesterday, in fact, and mm-hmm. You know, it was popping. He had the crowd going. They wouldn't let him get down. I'm glad that I didn't have to follow him, because I would have got one song, because they kept one more song. You know, they really loved him. So he'll be there on Tuesday.
Thank you.
think it's tough to sing the blues. I never have it rough cause I'm paying my dues. My life is like a book about doing without. I always have enough to sing about. I used to complain when things go wrong. Now I just crank out another song. I got blues-o-matic. My life's a blues-o-matic. I'm just a blues-o-matic, baby. Every day another song. Enough of the ugly truth. I'll lipstick a pig and give you barbecue. Life is like a movie full of mystery. The riddle solves itself if you just let it be. I used to complain when things go wrong. Now I just crank out another song. I got blues-o-matic. My life's a blues-o-matic. A blues-o-matic, baby. Add a touch of fear. Slave is the master by the engineer. I said blues-o-matic. My life's a blues-o-matic. Ah, blues-o-matic. My life's a blues-o-matic. Blues-o-matic, baby.
And then after Chainsaw DuPont, on the 7th, 6-7, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., the Mike Wheeler Band. And
We were just talking about Mike. Mike. He's a great singer, great guitar player, and also just sort of a father figure to a lot of the young blues musicians.
He is, he's got a great heart. He's a great player, and he's got a great heart. Mike's one of my all-time favorites. I love to hear him play. I love to hear him sing, and he's a fine gentleman. You know, a good family man. He's got it all, as far as I'm concerned. And the other day, I'll put in a plug for that. He sent a picture. He said, "Here I am. I'm standing here at Legends." He said, "I'm wearing my Billy King Band T-shirt," and then he said, "Billy King is a good friend of mine and a great musician." How about that? So that's high praise coming from a really great guy.
Yeah. And he's, I think, a Delmark recording artist?
Delmark, yes.
Yeah.
And he's got two records.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure if you come to see him, they'll be available, and he will autograph them. Thank you.
you no longer love me. A blind man can see. You no longer love me. So why don't you just leave me alone and let me be? It's more obvious than anything that's being said. A mute man can speak the words. A mute man can speak the words you've been wanting to say. So long, so long, so long. Be on your merry way.
All right, Thursday, 6-8, 7:30 p.m., the Susan Williams Band. I mean, Susan has got a great voice. And, you know, she always brings great players. I don't know what guitar player she's bringing with her. She's another one that uses some great players. I know she's worked with Mike Gallimore.
Sure.
And I'm hoping it'll be him because I really like the way he plays. So,
and Susan, of course, is a bass player.
She plays bass, and she's got a huge voice. You know, I like the. She does a great version, a great cover of "I'd Rather Go Blind," and I just love the way she sings it. She belts it out.
Something told me it was over. What a saw you talking. Something deep down in my soul said, "Cry, girl." What a saw you in that same girl walking. I would rather go blind, boy.
Thank you. she is. Susan Williams, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
And then on Friday, Tom Holland and the Shuffle Kings. And Tom Holland will be coming. He's coming right from the Blues Fest. He's going to be down there with John Primer. And he's coming right to the fest right after that. And going to do it all over again.
I think the John Primer show was originally supposed to have James Cotton,
right,
who passed away. And Tom, of course, played with James Cotton for many years.
So right.
A tribute of sorts to Mr. Superharp.
Yep.
And Tom is, I think, also playing with Sean Holt these days.
Yep. He's been on tour with Sean Holt.
Just got back from Europe.
That's right. That's right. He just got back.
He's the hardest working man in the show business these days.
Oh,
And Saturday, my favorite singer and songwriter will be there, me. Yeah, it's the Billy King Band.
And who can we expect that day?
Well, I'm going to use Grant, my regular drummer, will be there. And, of course, I'm using the great Mike Bailey.
Ford. 90 miles an hour to the liquor store. Fire engine red and the top is down. Riding with my baby all over town.
And Sunday, of course, Nick Moss and Dennis Gruling. And that's going to be the big show because Dennis Gruling, all the harp players are going to be coming out of the woodwork to see that one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.